Welcome back, everyone. This is episode 20 of the Golden Goal Podcast. We are back. Happy Halloween, you clowns. It's Halloween. But the grind don't stop. We're still recording for you, even though it's Halloween. But welcome back. Javi, how you doing on this Hallows Eve?
I'm doing good, man. Just reminiscing when we were kids and trick-or-treating. Not a care in the world.
Yeah, no stress in the world, nothing to worry about. Now here we are, coming back from school or work and just watching kids who used to be us and having a grand old time, and here we are.
Here we are. Now I'm on Instagram looking at all the naughty nurses on the Instagram.
How times have changed.
How times have changed, my man. But yeah, let's. You know what? Next Halloween, women, gals, don't do the. I've seen too many devils, too many nurses,
too many witches.
You know, change it up a bit.
Yeah, get creative.
Get creative a little bit. But you know, I didn't dress up, so I can't really judge, I suppose. But that's besides the point.
And we got snow. How about that? We got fucking snow.
Yeah, we got snow. Really shitty Halloween for those youngsters right now. But anyways. We're back with some more footy right now. This is going to be a little short episode. We're just going to go over this weekend's games and give our take on them. So
yeah, then we'll do a little bit of MLS playoffs, and I also want to get into Shaka released a statement today.
Oh, did he really?
Regarding the incident over the weekend. So we're kind of give an update on that and give maybe a couple 2 cents. Then we got MLS Cup on, is it Sunday? Actually, no, I think there's a break here. But we will go over the two MLS conference finals real quick, and then we'll give our games to watch for the weekend. So, yeah, let's get into it. A lot of games on Saturday. We'll do predictions as well for these. So the first one, the early game, United has now, after not winning an away game in like what seems like over a year, they have now won twice on the road in a week. They won midweek in the Mickey Mouse Cup.
And the one before against in the Europa League against Belgrade. They won away.
Three in a row.
So, hell yeah.
So they've got Bournemouth on the road Saturday morning. Bournemouth had coming off two straight 0-0 ties despite what seemed to be a pretty good attack early on in the season with Callum Wilson and Harry Wilson and Josh King. Pretty good attack. So what are your thoughts on this game? Any predictions?
So I think with how Bournemouth's been playing the past two games, not scoring, I feel a little bit more confident. However, I saw today on Bleacher Report on the Manchester United section that Rashford, Lindelof, and Maguire are maybe in doubts for the game. Because they picked up some sort of knocks. I don't know if that means like they're actually injured or they've just been overused because we literally have no squad depth at all. So if what concerns me more is Lindelof and Maguire, because those are our two best defenders that we have. I think they'll play, but if we don't, then I'll be a little bit more worried. But if all of them are okay, then I'll be confident that we can get out a result here. So I'm assuming that everyone we have is healthy and ready to go. I'll predict that we win 1-0.
1-0 on the road. I think that's fair. I imagine one of those players, given that they pretty much all played midweek as well against Chelsea, I wouldn't be surprised if at least one of those comes on as a sub or isn't in the 18. And what about Pogba? Is he...
I don't know. What's the status on him? Apparently he'll be back in December.
Really?
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah, I don't know. He's on vacation, bro. We're getting results without him, so I don't know. I don't really know what to expect from Pogba right now. I'm a little concerned in the sense that, like, I don't know if he just doesn't give a shit or he wants to go to Madrid, which I guess I can understand that, but Madrid are in no better spot really right now than Man United. I'm going to be honest with you in the sense that Real Madrid isn't going to really be doing shit, I think, in the next couple of years either.
Second place right now, though, better than
But I think if Real, let me put it this way, if Real Madrid were in the Premier League, I think they'd be doing a lot worse.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Just because of the intensity in play that the Premier League demands. But not to say that Manchester United's better than Real Madrid, but I just don't think that Pogba would be going into a great situation.
Yeah, it's kind of off the field. The locker room's kind of shaky over there. But I think I'm going to go 1-1 in this game just because Bournemouth is good at home. And if Rashford, for some reason, has a knock, I think that'll be a big factor. And I think this is like their fourth game in 12 days.
It's been a lot of games.
They played in the Europa League game last week, and I know that was mostly their reserves.
Yeah.
But then they had the game against Norwich, and then they had midweek against Chelsea, and then they got the Saturday morning game, or I guess afternoon for over in the UK, the early game, so to speak, on Saturday. So not a ton of rest for them. A lot of games and not a lot of time.
No, and with Dalot, Twanzabe, Bailly, Luke Shaw injured, I mean, that just doesn't help us on defense either to be rotating all those players.
Yeah.
So
And the back line has been solid for them for the most part, so it'll be a huge blow if Lindelof or Maguire or even both are out. So I wouldn't be surprised if Twanzabe gets a start in this game.
Yeah, hopefully if he's good to go, so we'll see.
Then we get into, there's like 5 10 a.m. games on Saturday, the first being Wolves on the road to Arsenal.
Arsenal
in rough shape. Real quick, before we get into this game, Arsenal 5-5 in the Mickey Mouse Cup.
Yeah, that was
blew it entirely once again
against Liverpool's academy team.
Essentially, yeah. I think they had Milner and
The Ox,
and I think maybe Naby Keita played in this game, and then Origi. But then, I mean, Origi's not a starter per se, and neither is The Ox.
Yeah, so.
But.
And Liverpool's bench was all academy, too. He didn't bring, like, anyone from the senior team. So that was crazy. Good for the academy kids, though.
And then on the opposite side, Arsenal, Ozil played this game. Torreira, Bellerin got the captain's armband. And that Martinelli kid scored 2 goals.
I think it's his 7th goal this season. He's been killing it.
So I want to bring this up because we talked about last episode how you were hearing whispers that Aubameyang may want to be out sooner rather than later. Would Martinelli become maybe an option for a starting spot?
Perhaps, unless Arsenal don't get anyone over the summer.
I mean, they'll still have Lacazette, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
I mean, I think this kid deserves a shot in a league game just to see how he does. Like a good run out.
He's been playing well. Like I said, I think with the goal he scored this past week, I think that was his 7th. So he's been balling out, dude. So yeah, I mean, I think he deserves.
I guess he does have 3 Premier League appearances, but
he deserves a shot though.
He's got 5 goals now, 2 or 3 in the Europa League, and then 2 in that League Cup game. So maybe he's got more in the League Cup in the past games. But really exciting player to watch. But yeah, this is Adam Lallana also started in this game, but he's not a starter by any means. But yeah, 5-5. Only Arsenal could find a way to lose a game after scoring 5 goals. But anyway, they look to bounce back against Wolves. What do you think? What can we expect from this game?
Wolves are going to play how Wolves play, counter-attacking football, and let Arsenal possess. I think this actually might go in Wolves' favor, to be honest with you. I think Wolves are going to play Arsenal really, really well because we know Arsenal's defense is shaky, and the Wolves is deadly on the counter. So I could see Wolves scraping a result, and I'm going to do a hot take on this one. I'm going to say Wolves win 2-1.
That is something I could definitely see happening. This is just a game that Wolves gets a result in.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's a top 6, quote-unquote, team that they bring different tactics to the table. They have a different game plan entirely than they do against bottom feeders.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, just after they beat City, and I told you how they struggle against the bottom feeders for whatever reason, They go ahead and make me look like a genius, and they tie Southampton, and then they tie Newcastle in back-to-back games. But now they're up against Arsenal, and the game plan's going to change entirely, and they're going to play them probably similar to the way they did against City, and I do think they'll get a result in this game. I'm going to go 1-0.
Okay.
1-0 Wolves on the road. Something else I wanted to point out, Arsenal haven't scored as many goals as I thought they had. They have 15 in 10 games, which, I mean, isn't terrible, but you look at the teams above them, Chelsea have scored 23, Leicester 25, City 32, and Liverpool 23. And almost all of those goals coming from Aubameyang, I think he has 8, maybe 7. So almost half the goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hurting them, but they don't have other goal-scoring sources. And I think it's pesky team like Wolves. If they can shut down Aubameyang, they shut down the team.
Yeah, you have a point there, actually. I didn't notice either. So, yeah, Aubameyang has 7 goals, so pretty much half the goals for Arsenal. I actually thought Arsenal would be scoring more goals for the amount of attacking players
saying.
They had.
Yeah.
And like we said before, I think finally now the cracks are starting to show in this Arsenal team.
Cracks other than the back line.
Yeah,
themselves,
other than the back line themselves. Yeah. And, you know, Nico Pepe really hasn't been anything special. And I'll go, and this is not just because I'm a Man U fan, but I'll go as far as say that Daniel James has been a lot better in the league than Pepe. And not maybe just in terms of goals, but just in overall output and the a difference on the team. You know, because when I see Pepe on the ball, great player. Like, I mean, he still has the potential to be awesome. It's just, you know, just he hasn't really done a lot of end product. You know, I just haven't seen a lot of, you know, that final touch, that final play from him. So I think that's a problem for Arsenal right now, and I think Wolves are going to exploit Arsenal. So
both his goals have come from dead balls,
yep.
A penalty, yeah. And a free kick. Yeah. Granted, his free kick was nice, yeah. But it wasn't even in a league game. And the penalty was gifted to him by Aubameyang. He literally said, "Hey, here, take it, get some confidence,"
yeah,
basically. But nothing has really become of that. Yeah, I could definitely see Wolves getting a result in this game. But before we move on to the next one, yeah, Granit Xhaka came out with a statement today. And this is very off-putting. And you'll understand why when I read the main parts of it. So he says, "After taking some time to reflect on what happened on Sunday, I would like to give you an explanation rather than just a quick response. I love this club and always give 100% on and off the field. My feeling of not being understood by fans and repeated abusive comments at matches and in social media over the last weeks and months have hurt me deeply. Here's the kicker. People have said things like, 'We will break your legs, kill your wife, and wish that your daughter gets cancer.'"
Jesus Christ.
"That has stirred me up, and I reached a boiling point when I felt the rejection in the stadium on Sunday. In this situation, I let myself be carried away and reacted in a way that disrespected the group of fans that support our club, our team, and myself with positive energy." That's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right, and it's acceptable to boo your players. If you're displeased with how they've been playing, if they've been playing very inconsistently, and the team isn't getting the results that they should be, you should boo the players, because if you're a team like Arsenal who's had success in the past, you should hold them to high standards.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is completely unacceptable. I don't care if you're the best footballer in the world or the absolute worst Sunday league player in the world. In no world is it okay to say, if this is true, these things, kill your wife, break your legs, wish that your child gets cancer.
Yeah,
that is just fickle.
Yeah, you know, that's the ugly thing about soccer and social media. Like, anyone can just sit behind a keyboard and say all these absurd things.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna have, at some point, you gotta really separate the soccer from someone's life. And every time I criticize a player, that's why I always say I think they're a great person, but you know, when you just got to criticize professionals on their sport, not, you know, not yeah. their life. You need to be able to separate those two. So, yeah, dude, that's fucked up.
I don't care what the sport is. None of this is okay.
No, it's not. It's completely fucked up. And it's like the same thing we talked about with the racism, with all this other shit. Hey, man, like, you just got to talk about the actual sport.
Keep the personal stuff out of it.
Keep the personal stuff out of it, man. So, those aren't whoever people who say that aren't true fans, right? They're just they're despicable people that, you know, that shouldn't, you know, that shouldn't be allowed to even go to games. And that's why, like, I applaud clubs who ban players ban fans who, quote unquote, fans who go on and say racist remarks or do all these absurd things, because it's not right.
When I read this and I read that line, and allegedly, if that's true, I just wanted to go find Shaq and hug him, man. Yeah. I may think he's a terrible soccer player, and by no means does he deserve captaincy and all that stuff, but no one deserves that. He's a human being, and you're right. Like, that's why the age that we live in with social media, I mean, there's the great sides of it, and then there's this side, the dark sides of people sitting behind screens and typing just
absurd things.
So I feel for him on that. And having from his perspective, having to read stuff like that and hear stuff like that, how do you expect him to play any better when you're saying shit like that to him?
Yeah,
if you're gonna boo him, that could motivate him. Like, these fans deserve better. I need to go out and I need to perform next time.
I agree.
Saying stuff like that is just, there's no place.
I agree. And I'll say this one thing before we move on. I know, like, you know, as a City fan and Man United fan, like, I know, like, I've seen online that people talk shit sometimes about their own players, but I've never heard, or I mean, I guess no player yet has come out and said that, like, fans have treated them this bad. Like, players have been booed on our club, but I've really, like, the past couple of weeks, some Arsenal fans have just been, like, really taking it too far. Like, I told you about the Aubameyang thing.
Yeah.
How, like, you know, they started yelling at him. Like, Arsenal fans need to realize that they're not making it any better by like doing this kind of shit. You know,
no,
and I'm not like criticizing Arsenal fans like everyone. I'm just saying those specific ones. But like, it's not gonna get better like that, man. Especially when you're like doing that shit to your best player. So, yeah, man, it's not looking too good right now.
The more Arsenal struggles, the more I realize how just, like, and this isn't all of them, but just how destructive of a fan base they have.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they even have, I'm pretty sure they have, there's Arsenal fans that have their own podcast, and rather than breaking games down and analyzing games, they're just tearing apart the players in those episodes. And it's like, that's not what it's about, man.
No,
but
no.
I feel for Shaka, but we'll move on. You hate to see that that's part of a professional's life in any sport. But other 10 a.m. games, because there are a bunch of them. Next one up, Villa at home to Liverpool.
Oof. Liverpool wins 2-0.
It could be uglier.
Yeah, it could be uglier. Maybe, yeah. I'll go 2-0 for now.
And all the stars for Liverpool rested midweek for the Carabao Cup. So, and I imagine Villa beat Wolves actually in the Carabao Cup in midweek, and I'm assuming they played probably some of their starters in that one. So I'm gonna go 4-1 Liverpool.
Okay.
Then we got Brighton at home to Norwich, who.
Oh, Brighton wins 1-0.
And Brighton, who did Brighton play last weekend? Brighton is playing
well,
a lot better this year. And, you know, the Brightons of the last couple years under Chris Hughton before he got canned, very defensive, you know, hope to score on the break. But this new coach, I don't even remember his name now, but He actually has them like going out and like trying to play good soccer and going out and getting after the game. I mean, they've scored 3 goals twice already this season. I think they may have done that once all of last 2 years. So, yeah, they came off a 3-2 win at Everton, who fucking stinks. Silva out. Hashtag Silva out. What was your prediction?
1-0 Brighton.
1-0 Brighton.
I mean, Norwich has let up 24 goals. That's the second worst.
Yeah.
Oh, the only other team to beat them was Southampton. That's because they got railed 9-0 by...
yeah, we'll get to Southampton again in a little bit, because City played them again this weekend. I'm going to go 2-1. Actually, I'm going to go 2-0 Brighton. But yeah, that actually is the next game up, so that's a good segue. Yeah, City beat Southampton 3-1 midweek, and now Southampton had to play them again.
Oh, at the Carabao Cup?
Yeah, they played them in the Carabao Cup this week, and they played most of their academy guys, City.
Oh, no.
It was pretty easy. 3-1, they beat them. But now they get to play them with their full squad this weekend at the Etihad.
5-0.
5-0.
5-1. I'll give them a goal. I'll give them a goal.
I believe Fernandinho will be out for this game, and maybe even Rodri, who they both played center back in the last game, so that'll be interesting to see. Otamendi played midweek. Stones, I believe, is healthy, so maybe that'll be the defensive pairing.
Dude, you can throw in, you'll be able to throw in like a 15-year-old in there, and I think he'll do fine against Southampton.
Oh, God. I feel bad for Southampton, but I am also going to go a big City victory. I'm going to go... I'll go 4-0. I just don't know how you come back from that. I don't know if you can. It'll be interesting to see if Southampton stays up. Next up, Sheffield. Oh, Sheffield at Burnley.
Oh, wow.
Or Sheffield at home to Burnley.
All right, guys. Don't watch this one. It's about to be a snooze fest. Sheffield wins, though. 1-0.
Well, yeah, they're not going to score more than one.
They won't score more than one. Yeah, every time I see Sheffield, I just know they're going to get one goal somehow, and that's it.
I'm going to go, oh, man.
Yeah, honestly, you could see 0-0, too. Both of these teams are pesky on defense, so I could honestly see it being a 0-0 game as well.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Sheffield 1-0. I can see that happening in Burnley. They only know how to score on set pieces. Then last 10 a.m. game, West Ham, who have kind of dropped off in form in the last few weeks after being, they haven't won since they beat United.
How long ago was that? 3 weeks ago?
September 22nd. So they didn't even have a win October.
Over a month ago.
Yeah. So
honestly,
they're at home to Poo Castle. This would be the game to get back on track.
I'm going
to
say 1-1, though.
1-1?
Yeah. I haven't been impressed with West Ham since that. And to be honest, I wasn't even impressed with their win against United. I just think United were that ass.
Well, they had that nice, I think, was it Cresswell?
Yeah.
Had scored that free kick that game.
Yeah.
I don't remember who scored their other one, but
West Ham has really disappointed me, though, too, to be honest, this season.
Before they went on this, they haven't won since September against that game against United, but before that, they were 6 games unbeaten, one of them being in the Carabao Cup.
Oh.
And then including that win against United, and they actually went 4 games in a row without conceding a goal, but. This would be the game for them to get back on track. I'm going to say 2-1 to West Ham.
Okay.
Then the last game on Saturday, winless Watford at home to Chelsea.
Chelsea wins 2-0.
Yeah, Watford don't know how to score. Pulisic played midweek in the Carabao Cup. I don't know why. They probably should just saved him for this game. I just have a doubt that because he rested Mount and Abraham against United midweek. At least they didn't start.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling he did that so they'll be fresh for Saturday. I'm wondering why he didn't do the same for Pulisic after coming off the game that he did.
Maybe because he just hasn't been playing a lot.
Maybe they felt like he needed consistent minutes. I'm not sure, but
I mean, I feel like he could probably play though a good.
He is fit.
Yeah, I feel like he could play a good 65 minutes in this game.
Well, I hope he starts this game and he can build off of last week with his Hattie. I'm gonna go Chelsea 3-1. Chelsea, their attack has just been extremely potent in the recent last 3 or 4 weeks or so. And that's a 12:30 game, the lone 12:30 game, so I'm definitely going to be watching that one. I look forward to watching Chelsea again.
Yeah, they're fun to watch.
They weren't that too fun last year outside of Hazard. Really their only lone bright spot. And then the year before that, they were really defensive with Conte as their coach.
They've had really defensive coaches before Lampard with Conte. Sarri is a little bit not as defensive as Conte, but still has that Italian mentality, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
When Sarri was with Napoli,
they were...
Napoli was potent on the attack. Definitely not as defensive as Conte was. Lampard's got him playing great footy. And so I look forward to that one as well. And then we'll move on to Sunday. Palace at home to Leicester City.
I think Leicester wins 3-1. Yeah, 3-1.
I cannot... I can't see them dropping points after coming off a record-setting win against Southampton. But... Palace can be stingy.
Yeah.
And actually, I was kind of impressed with how they played against City last weekend, even though they did end up losing 2-0. I am going to say Leicester 2, Palace nothing, though.
Okay.
Just because...
I just don't know with Crystal Palace, because they also got smacked by Tottenham, like, earlier on.
Yeah, it's just kind of like which team is going to show up. Yeah. Is it going to be a team... last week was more of Arsenal blowing it than Palace playing well.
Yeah.
But... Leicester, 20, I mean, a lot of them came in that last game, but they've got, I think, 25 goals on the year.
Yeah.
Tielemans is killing it in that midfield.
I know, he's bossing.
And then Vardy, I believe, has 9 goals now. Might be golden boot leader right now. Partially because of that Hattie last week against soon-to-be liquidated Southampton. But... If Leicester wins this game, they'll stay third, most likely, and that'll put the pressure on Chelsea because those two are even on points, and there's a little four-point drop between Chelsea and Arsenal.
Okay.
And then the last game of the day could be an interesting one, honestly. Both teams struggling, both coaches on the hot seat. Everton against Spurs.
Oh, man. This is the battle of the bastards, in Game of Thrones. It's a battle of the ass water teams right now of how bad they've been doing in form. I actually don't know.
This is tough.
This one's a tough one. Let me think about this. It's at home to Everton, but Everton's been stinky at home too. But Tottenham have also been stinky.
I don't know,
dude. Honestly, you know what? I'm gonna say tie. They're gonna tie. I'm gonna say 1-1.
It would not surprise me in the slightest. Even though we talked about how last week against Liverpool was one of their better showings in this period where they've just been dookie, I can't see them. They're just so blah.
I'll say this. I could see there's so many scenarios. Like they could either tie... But Everton can go off and win really big against Tottenham.
That I don't see happening.
Because I've seen Everton kill it. However, I could also see Tottenham.
When have Everton killed it at all this year? Enlighten me.
Hold on, I'm gonna go back to their games because they actually had a good result. When they beat West Ham 2-0.
They really lit it up.
They played well against Man City when they lost 3-1, but they played really well. Beat Wolves 3-2.
I will give you. I'll confess this. They do have a better mentality going into games against the bigger teams.
However, I can also see Tottenham just completely fucking donging them. So
I can see this being a tie or Spurs going off 4-0. But given the way Dele Alli and Eriksen have been playing, and how Kane is just not getting enough service up there, and he's really only got Son to rely on. I could see this being a tie.
Where's Lo Celso? Is he still injured? Or
I think he has a hip injury.
So they just bought him, and he just hasn't played.
which hurts them because, I mean, they have Sissoko and who's the other? Oh, Winks. Fucking Harry Winks.
Oh, beast.
Who Spurs fans fucking worshipped, saying he's going to be the next big thing, and he's so average, in my opinion. Lo Celso gives you more to his game, has more to his game than Winks probably ever will. And Lo Celso's still pretty young, but it hurts that they don't have him. And then I think Ndombele is injured too. Because why is Sissoko in there?
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Does FotMob say if he's been injured?
Who again? Who'd you say?
Ndombele.
No, he's not injured. Maybe he's been ass. They haven't played him. I don't know.
Another French league player who has been ass.
And then Sessegnon's injured too. Dude, yeah. Like, all the players that
I forgot they even signed Sessegnon.
That's what I'm saying. All the players they bought are injured. So
yeah, it doesn't help. But Pochettino and Spurs playing blah football. I'm going to go 2-2 in this game.
Okay.
Calvert-Lewin's going to score for Everton.
Yeah, dude.
And Moise Keane has fallen off the face of the earth, so there's that.
Dude, yeah, actually, what the hell?
Yeah. We were talking about him in the early part of the season.
Is he not been playing, or he just hasn't been doing well? I don't really know.
Everton have been so bad, I just stopped really, following their games.
That's true. It's kind of, when you're on a shitty team, it's kind of really hard to...
Still no goals, I don't think Moise Keane has. I think he might just have an assist. But yeah, that will do it for the Premier League games. Elsewhere around the world, Roma play host to Napoli. That is my game to watch for the weekend. Roma coming off a midweek win against Udinese, 4-0, despite being down a man. So the former Shakhtar coach, Paolo Fonseca, first year at Roma, has gotten them looking better each week, honestly. They beat AC Milan last week, and then they've won midweek against Udinese, and now they've got Napoli, which will be a huge test. I believe Napoli is just ahead of them. Actually, no, we passed them by a point. So Roma with 19 points in fourth, Napoli in sixth with 18. So
nice.
That will be that's my game to watch for the weekend. We got MLS playoffs that happened this week. Both of our picks did not pan out as we thought.
Yeah, LAFC got donged at home 3-1 by Seattle Sounders, and Toronto with a stunner late into the game against Atlanta United.
Nick De Leon, take a bow, son. Great goal to win it.
We'll tweet that out. We'll tweet that goal out, actually, because that was a hell of a fucking shot.
We tweeted this out. Javier on the bandwagon because we actually got to see a Toronto FC game when we were in Toronto earlier this year.
I knew it all along that they'd make it all the way, man. I knew it all along.
It was destiny.
Right when we stepped into it's because of us. Right when we stepped into Toronto, man, they just got that winning mentality. Getting
their magic. Yeah, they were average it before we went.
So I don't want to say that
we gave them that golden touch,
but we did. So the Golden Goal podcast, give them the golden touch, baby.
So I think there'll be a week break, and then it'll be Seattle hosting Toronto in the MLS Cup final. So that'll be exciting to watch. We'll give a preview to that probably next week because I do believe they're taking a week off here. I believe there's an international break around the corner as well. Sad face. But elsewhere this weekend...
Dortmund versus Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga. Oh, should be a good game.
That is going to be a good game.
I believe that Dortmund is in fifth place with 16 points, and Wolfsburg is in fourth with 17. So Dortmund wins, they get back up to fourth. So that should be a big game for them. And Dortmund came off a big win, too, this past weekend, I think? They played Mönchengladbach.
They beat him in the cup.
Oh, is that the cup?
That was yesterday. Oh, okay.
Still big win though. They were down. They were up. Actually, they were up 1-0. Then Borussia Mönchengladbach tied at 1-1, and then they were down 1-0, and they came back and won 2-1. So,
Dortmund did beat them also on October 19th. So you had that right. Yeah, it was just a little bit further back.
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, besides the point, this should be a good game though.
Yeah, definitely one to watch. Also, Eintracht Frankfurt and Munich. That's also at the same time. Bundesliga makes me horny, man.
Dude,
I'm looking forward to those games.
It's really close still. I mean, Mönchengladbach is in 19th, or has 19, Jesus Christ, has 19 points.
Freiburg is up there. Holy shit.
Bayern Munich's in second. So if Dortmund wins and Mönchengladbach loses, then Dortmund's tied for first place.
Oh, man. We love the Bundesliga.
God damn. It.
And then Sunday, any other games Sunday? Any La Liga games? I guess Granada, based on how Granada's been playing, they play Sociedad at 2 on Sunday. That could be a decent game.
You got Sevilla versus Atletico Madrid on Saturday at 12:30. Should be a good game as well. Sevilla in fifth, Atletico Madrid in fourth. They're both tied on points, so... should be a good game as well. Yeah. It's a good weekend for footy.
Lots of good games. Yeah. Now that we're going to have the time change coming up here, and I've got nothing going on Saturday morning, that is going to be all Premier League morning for me, for sure. Well, how much time are we at, by the way?
36 minutes.
36. Let's see what else we got here. Shout out to the USL. They have their quarterfinals this weekend as well. I'm actually kind of interested in the USL just because I get it on ESPN+. Sometimes there's some exciting games come playoff time. Phoenix Rising against Real Monarchs. That's the Real Salt Lake's USL affiliate team. And then that's on Friday night. And then on Saturday, Pittsburgh Riverhounds against Louisville City, who's got won back-to-back titles. Indy 11 in Nashville, that'll be a good game. And then the El Paso Locomotive, we actually gave them a shout-out in our, like, second-ever episode for their kick-ass jerseys that they released for a limited time. They play the soon-to-be MLS team Sacramento Republic. So shout-out to the USL. But other than that, we kept this episode a little bit shorter. We did give a mega episode for you last week, and there wasn't as much talk about this episode, and it is Halloween, and this we are recording this late. So, you got anything else to add, Hop?
No.
Any tidbits or any extra touches for the listeners?
I was going to see if I was looking right now if I see anything interesting here, but I guess something funny real quick. Actually, I saw this earlier. the Dortmund coach injured himself celebrating celebrating Dortmund's win over Mönchengladbach. I think he went to like celebrate, like lifted his leg up and like pulled something. Hold on, I'm watching this video of him like celebrating right now. So he
don't sell it too hard, folks.
Yeah, he like jumped up and he held his hamstring right after there.
Oh man, and that was in the cup game.
Yeah,
it
was in the cup game. So that's pretty funny. But yeah, other than that, yeah, there's not a lot that I've been seeing on the footy news.
Not looking forward to this international break that is looming upon us in the next week or so. But we will be back with you guys next week to recap all of these games. We'll have some extra touches next episode for you, along with our golden goals for the weekend. But other than that, have a happy Halloween. Don't get too sick off candy. Don't look like an idiot doing the monster mash. We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.